Chris Rock did take to the stage and addressed the weekend lightly. I talked about that in a bonus episode that dropped yesterday around midday, so make sure you don't miss that. This is the normal episode for Friday, April 1st. No April Fool's jokes here. Hi, I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. In a new interview, former President Donald Trump called on Vladimir Putin to release damaging information on the Bidens. The late night host questioned his timing. Stephen Colbert said, "Damn, he's asking for Russian help through the TV again? Does this man have no shame? I withdraw the question." Colbert, it's generally frowned upon, U.S. presidents, current or former, to solicit our murderous mortal enemies for dirt on their political rivals. Kimmel, wow, now he's asking Vladimir Putin to release dirt on the Bidens in the middle of a war. He wants our enemy to dig up damaging information about our president while he's attacking Ukraine. And Trump doesn't see anything wrong with this. The whole free world is trying to stop Putin. Trump's like, hey, you got anything on the president's crackhead son I can use? I'd really appreciate it. Colbert, as usual, Trump's timing is impeccable. He reminded the world that Putin is his buddy at the exact moment that everybody realizes his buddy is actual Hitler. This is worse than last year when Jell-O re-signed Bill Cosby to announce a new flavor. Out on a technicality, orange. Great joke. Hey, Trevor Noah is hosting the Grammys on Sunday. Did you know this? Did you know the Grammys are Sunday? I know you knew Trevor Noah was hosting them, but did you know they're Sunday? There's no buzz on this. There's no press. I'm prepping for the show and I'm throwing Trevor Noah into the search engines. Nothing coming up. Nothing. Zero. That's weird. Keep an eye on that over the weekend. It'll be normal episodes all weekend. I'm also happy that my voice is almost back because I do try to paint the stories with my lilt and going up and down and changing speeds to kind of let you know what I'm thinking when I read it. It's been so hard for me the last week, especially with all this Chris Rock stuff, listening back, and I hear the rasp in my voice and I hear my read is even more flat than usual, and that's been driving me nuts. So starting to feel a little better, which is great. The Hill was listening to the Joe Rogan Experience. Joe Rogan discussed the backlash he received from his previous statements on the coronavirus. Rogan said, "If I become something different because it grew bigger," meaning the show, I believe, "I'll quit. If it gets to the point where I can't do it anymore, where I have to do it in some sort of weird way where I walk on eggshells and mind my P's and Q's, F that." From the Winona Post, Michael Che was at the Winona State University. He sat down with WSU President Scott Olson. I saw pictures of this. Why is Michael Che at Winona State University and why is he being interviewed by the president of the university? I mean, maybe the guy used to work at Sirius for a decade and he knows a lot about comedians. Who knows? But it just seems a weird choice. And I saw the visuals and it's just like basically Michael Che sitting there with me. It just doesn't look right. Anyway, Che said, "It's always more comfortable doing stand-up, which seems harder, but sitting down answering questions, I don't know what's going to happen. I just hope you guys don't bring up my dad or anything." The 550 attendees had their chance to ask questions of Michael Che. He said the state of the world has made it harder for satire to exist. "Week in Update is a segment parodying the news, but the news is parodying the news. Who are we parodying? The only way to make fun of the news outlets is to tell the truth they won't tell. Seems like we're trying to be political, but we're just trying to do the opposite of what the news would be doing. It's a very strange juxtaposition. Comedians have a way of stating the obvious that a lot of politicians have a hard time doing. People relate to comedians a lot more because we tell it the way we see it and the way everybody else sees it, as opposed to politicians who tell it the way they want you to see it." He was asked about Chappelle. "Anything that opens a discussion that's important to people is always good because we're talking about it. Even if we're yelling, we're talking at some point. Not every joke's going to be funny to everybody. Not every special, every comedian, every subject is going to be funny to everybody." In general, talking about controversial comedic routines, Che said, "This is a discussion that needs to be had. No one's having it honestly or frankly. Sometimes you need people to say things frankly. Even if it seems angry, you need to get that out so you can find out what everybody's thinking so you can have some kind of middle ground." Winona State University President Scott Olson asked about that sketch from 1975, Saturday Night Live, Chevy Chase and Richard Pryor doing word association. Chevy Chase says a word that starts with N and Richard Pryor reacts to it. You remember that one? Olson said, "You couldn't do that sketch today." Che said, "Sure you could." Che said the sketch received flack when it aired in 75, just as it would today. "They just put up with what came next and they were willing to stand by it. They did it in a way where it made people laugh and that superseded all the negativity they got. It's the same now. You can do all the jokes that you want to do. You just have to make people laugh and be brave enough to stand up to the fire if it comes." Sounds like he has no plans on leaving. He said, "The cast is close no matter what and we'll be part of the show for the foreseeable future. It's home." That's great. Bobby Moynihan, who used to be on SNL, as a children's book for some reason. It is called Not All Sheep Are Boring. I know you can't wait. Well, you're going to have to wait till September 20th when it comes out. It's an illustrated book featuring adventure-seeking, jetpack-wearing sheep. Bobby Moynihan said, I'm as pleased as punch to help Little Toad tell his story. Not all sheep are boring. Also, just a reminder to keep an eye on Pierre the Sheep. He's shifty. Now, I know you're wondering, why? I don't know why this book exists either. I guess there's a big market for Bobby Moynihan illustrated books about sheep. Who knew? See, it's a lot easier to be sarcastic when I have my voice back. From Variety, Peacock has commissioned a sketch comedy special from Kate Berlant and John Early. It is titled, Would It Kill You to Laugh? It will see Berlant and Early playing exaggerated versions of themselves as they reunite after suffering a public falling out many years earlier. They'll also play a variety of other characters. In addition, veteran TV journalist Meredith Vieira is set to appear in the special as well for some reason. A suit said, we're beyond excited that Kate and John are bringing their comedic talents to Peacock. This is a one-of-a-kind special, so brilliant and fun. From WKTV, Fat Cats Comedy Club in Washington Mills is holding charity comedy shows to benefit Ukraine. Fat Cats, K-A-T-Z, Comedy Club. All proceeds from the event will go to St. Vladimir Ukrainian Catholic Church and then in turn be donated to organizations in Poland and Ukraine, helping provide food, clothing, and other necessities to those who are displaced. Club owner Bill Keeler said watching the news compelled him to do something to help. Keeler is the owner of Fat Cats and said, the pictures that I'm watching on the news every night over and over again, they're standing up for their country, things that we take for granted every single day, they're standing up for and fighting and putting their lives on the line. I think the least we can do is try and help. This is awesome. Matt McClowery will headline the shows, two shows, 7 and 9:15, Friday and Saturday. Tickets are $15. Each person who attends will also get a free pierogi. Hey, shout out to Hugh Jazz. Hugh is a listener who left a review on Apple Podcasts. Saw your review. Appreciate the note there. I do appreciate you listening every day. If you'd like to rate or review the podcast, you can do that on Apple Podcasts. For March, and I'm recording this midday on the 31st, March was the most listened to month for the podcast by a lot. So thank you all for supporting the show and being here every day. Hugh did make a comment about the commercial load and, you know, respectfully said, hey, I get you're trying to make a living. So I'll share with you, I made from the ads about, and I don't have the final number yet, that's why I'm saying about, $330 just from the commercials. That doesn't include the coffee stuff and some of the other side hustles. From that, I took $150 of it and I threw it back into Facebook ads. I run a $5 a day Facebook campaign to grow the show, and that's what I'm trying to do here. But Hugh, thank you for listening. You can also interact with me. There are many ways. Instagram is at Daily Comedy News. There's the Facebook group, Daily Comedy News Podcast Group. There's the subreddit, Daily Comedy News. And there's the Twitter at DCN Pod. Always happy to hear from people. And a reminder, if the ads drive you nuts, you can become a premium subscriber on Apple Podcasts, $4.99 a month. You become a paid subscriber, you can get the episodes ad-free, and you can get them early. From The Hollywood Reporter, when Curtis Shaw Flagg, president of the Laugh Factory Chicago, saw Will Smith slap Chris Rock, a sinking sense of deja vu set in. Flagg said, we've had more instances lately of audience members trying to charge the stage. He describes an incident 4 weeks ago in which a mother accompanied by her son in his 20s was targeted by a string of comics at the club for being an unlikely pairing. When the third or fourth comic got on stage, it was his turn to have fun with them, and he said something to the effect of, oh, this is a healthy relationship. The pair had been taking the jabs in stride until then, but for whatever reason, those words triggered the son. Flagg said, he starts yelling at the comic. The comic's like, all right, calm down there. Next thing you know, the guy's trying to get on stage. A quick acting security guard grabbed the man and ejected him from the club, leaving his mother sitting there mortified. Flagg said it was really bad in between 2016 and 2020, where if he said something about Trump and there was a supporter in the crowd, they just had to make themselves known. It just all became like this intellectual battle as opposed to people just sitting down enjoying the jokes. Audience members who heckle at the Laugh Factory are giving two warnings, then ejected from the club if they do it a third time. Noam Dwarman, who owns the Comedy Cellar, said the mood among Comedy Cellar comics is 100% outrage. Outrage at this Hollywood culture, which looks to their left and looks to the right, and then decides what to think as sheep. This was a terrible thing that happened, and they shouldn't be cheering it or cheering him. The Guardian caught up with a bunch of UK comics on this same subject. I'll pick at this over the next few days. One is Ed Byrne, who said, being hit on stage is very rare. Ed says, award shows are never the most fun event on a comics calendar. The order of gigs you want to play go, one, where all the people are there to see you, then all the people there to see comedy, then a long way down the list come industry awards such as the Oscars, where people there for a reason has nothing to do with you. They all know one another. another and wish you'd hurry up. You have to know what the audience will take, especially if you're roasting the crowd. It's quite an American tradition. In the UK, we, what's the phrase here? I'm trying to clean it up. We take the whistle out of people. But the roast means saying whatever you want to prick pomposity. It's why Ricky Gervais does stuff at the Golden Globes. He wouldn't do what the BAFTAs. Chris Rock at least did know the room, but if an awards gig goes wrong, it really goes wrong, although being hit on stage is very rare. I've only known two comedians get hit. One was a student gig with Brendan Burns. Oh, I forgot about Brendan. Brendan is a fantastic comic. I love Brendan. Wow, I totally forgot about him. After the show, a girl went up and slapped him in the face. And Jim Jeffries has been punched twice. He nearly got knocked out at one club and was hit on stage another time in Manchester. That helped his career immensely. It was videoed and went viral. The worst moment for Chris Rock would have been the 5 minutes afterwards when you think, well, I better try to get a laugh then. I did a financial service awards. I was dying in my hole and I said, look, I'm just going to go because either I'm a terrible comedian or you're a terrible audience. Been a comedian for 20 years. How long have you been an audience? And I walked off. Then the organizer goes, well, now you have to do the charity auction. The Melbourne International Comedy Festival is underway. Sounds like Mark Watson finally made it there. He was doing a gala where comedians got 4 minutes each, and he said, I've got 3 years of stuff to tell you. So he begged them not to applaud. There's no time. There were a bunch of jokes about anti-vaxxers, but Zoe Combs-Marr joked not to worry about it because they're not allowed in here. We can say what we like. Time out, writes, the gala format has pros and cons. Rapid mic handover means it's impossible to get bored, but also that deeper engagement with a talented storyteller that marks a memorable stand-up gig is missing. It's the TikTok or Tolstoy thing. Some acts simply don't work as excerpts. Some lesser experienced comedians struggle to make an impact, leaving the old hands to excel through a combo of audience recognition and finely honed skill in making a joke land perfectly on a very short runway. It might be Husey saying that all kids who don't like to see their parents kiss are like bacon fans who don't want to see how the pig is killed. Good line. Or David O'Doherty comparing Australian politics to a blocked porta potty. Or the effortlessly brilliant Becky Lucas on why sharks are losers. And don't miss tonight the Cowtown Comedy Festival. That's right, it's the Cowtown Comedy Festival, the first comedy festival in Greeley, Colorado. Kicks off at 6 o'clock tonight. The festival features performances by Adam Clayton Holland, Rick Bryan, Hannah Jones, and more. Colorado's funniest comedians take over two stages at the Cowtown Comedy Festival. That's your comedy news for today. Follow the show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, wherever your shows. Become a premium subscriber on Apple Podcasts, $4.99 a month. Get the show ad-free and early. Normal episodes this weekend, and we'll keep an eye on Trevor Noah hosting the Grammys on Sunday. See you back here tomorrow.